Well, 9 days into 2023, have you worked up the courage to look at your 2022 investments if you're in the market? Last year was rough, and with growing worries about a recession and stocks and bonds both hit, Jill Schlesinger is getting a lot of questions on her podcast about whether diversification is dead. Let's ask her. Jill is, of course, the CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money. Jill, Happy New Year, we pray.
Well, I mean, look, the funny thing is about this question that has been posed to me is I feel like I've gotten it at the end of 2 years in a row. So at the end of 2021, we came off this three-year trifecta of amazing stock market performance. And at that point, people said to me, well, why should I diversify? I've missed so much of the upside. And then 1 year later, people say, why should I diversify? Everything went down except for my teeny tiny position in maybe oil and gas or my cash position. And I think this is quite common that you come off of a really good or a really bad year. You ask yourself, what could I have done differently to make the outcome a slightly better story? Yeah. And I'm not sure that you could have done anything. Diversification is not dead. And I want to be clear, it's really hard to get into the business of trying to get in and out of what you think is the best asset class, the best stock, the best bond, whatever it is. It's simply almost impossible to time the market in that way.
This is what you have said over and over and over, which is spread your investments out, stocks, bonds, you know, and don't just go for the high flyers. Give us the morality play there. Tesla.
So, you know, I wrote a book mostly in 2021. And when I was kind of getting ready and putting the finishing touches on it, I looked at this performance of Tesla and I said, let me look at the decade since the founding of Tesla right through 2021. And if you had done that, what I did, you found that Tesla stock price rose more than 4,000% over a decade. And then last year, Tesla went down by 65% in a single year. And it doesn't mean the company's trash. It means that it's really hard to know which stocks will perform over time in a consistent way. And probably the best way to get around all of this is don't try to outguess the market. Don't try to figure this out. Simply stick to a very clear plan. You choose low-cost stock index funds. That's called passive investing. And you put a little in stocks and little bonds, maybe a little cash, a little commodities, depending on your time horizon.
Okay,
and you don't muck around with it.
Thank you. I'm just going to jump in to say, just remind us, index fund?
So an index fund is basically a stock mutual fund or an exchange-traded fund that holds the assets of a particular index. So maybe it's the S&P 500 index. It could be a bond index. It could be a commodities index. But the reason why it costs so little is that the company just goes out and buys the stocks. It doesn't do this major research and figuring out which stocks to buy that could beat the index. And by the way, most don't beat the index against which they're measured.
Yeah. So it does the spreading out for you. You're buying into the whole thing and not one high flyer like Tesla. Look, Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, you have a new book on the way soon. It's called The Great Money Reset. A lot of this is in there, thankfully, and we're going to have you back for that very soon. So thank you, Jill.
Thanks a lot. Take care.